2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, when you say the words beach holiday, it generally conjures up some golden shores in the Mediterranean or more far-flung destinations. But we do often overlook the fact that Ireland itself is riddled with some of the best beaches in the world. And one person who knows very well about the best beaches in the country is our adventurer and content creator, Marius Monaghan. And he joins us now to tell us more. Marius, I'm obsessed with the fact that I've just claimed you as our adventurer from around the country. How are you getting on? Thanks so much for coming back into us.
I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
No problem at all, because obviously with great weather right now and everybody's probably trying to plan their weekends, or maybe they might be taking an extended weekend, taking tomorrow off. But how do you think that we rank in Ireland against other countries in terms of our range of beaches?
Yeah, good. I have just been to Portugal, which is known
Were you in
Portugal?
Yeah. Andrew Frey is going to absolutely kill me, but go on.
I've been to Portugal and yeah, like it's known for its beaches.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, what we have here is just so amazing. It's untouched. Anytime I go to the beach in like Portugal or somewhere hot, like it gets hot. It's amazing. It's 30 degrees. There's a sun lounger. You can lay back. But when you go to the beach here in Ireland, you come back feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
It's different.
Sea breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's the cold water. It's the way it's exposed. But yeah, your head is just lovely.
So you prefer a beach here in, you know, our mediocre weather as opposed to 30 degrees?
Always.
In another country. Okay, always. Fair enough. In your very experty opinion, right, what are the key elements that take a beach from just being ordinary to being great?
So I do love a quieter beach.
Okay.
But like, it's down to everyone, like what they want. Do they want to go sit and relax? Do they want to go for a walk? Do they want to go surf? You know, there's loads of different things. But for me, it's a quieter beach, usually somewhere quite remote.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter if it's a little cove or a big vast beach that you could walk for hours on. Just having the place to yourself is something that like I really love.
Well, it nearly feels like it's your own private beach then, doesn't
it?
Like,
yeah, but honestly, on the West Coast, you could find dozens of beaches where you could walk on today.
Yeah.
On a sunny day, the water is crystal clear and you'll be the only one there. Like, that's the appeal for me for beaches in Ireland.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. Have you got any opinions of like, actually, I'm kind of wondering, do you want to actually share them with everybody? Like, are there any beaches that you would say like, okay, these are the ones that you can go to that you know are going to be a little quieter than the regulars?
Yeah, like there's some beaches that I do know of that are like that, but I'm conscious that they actually don't have like infrastructure around them to support like a heavier footfall. So I'll just say the West Coast.
Okay, fair enough. What did you think about the brilliant news that Keene Beach in County Mayo has been added to the list of the world's 50 best beaches? Like, I'm assuming that you have been there. So can you tell us what makes it so special?
Yeah, it's amazing. And once you've been there, you can tell why. Like, it is just on the end of Achill Island in County Mayo, like as far as you can go. And it's just wrapped with a cliff on one side and a mountain behind it. And the water somehow is so calm. Like, it is super exposed on the West Coast, but this little section is just amazing. Also, you can see why it's played such a huge part in movies like The Banshees of Inisherin. It's
like
it's
that's one of those things as well, you know, when like a movie or like a TV show or anything gets shot here and it has worldwide appeal, then you kind of everyone else gone, hang on a second. They have that as well as all that greenery, as well as all those cities, like, and it's on that tiny little island. It's something to be so proud of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's class.
Would you be able to give us some of your favorite beaches that are dotted around the country that most people will have access to? Okay, because you know, obviously there's some that you're keeping to yourself, which is fine, but tell us some that all the rest of us can go to and what you love about them.
Yeah, I could do a whole top 10 list of beaches just in Donegal. Like, I think I think Donegal has the best beaches. Connemara and Galway might try and compete, but Donegal is just the best. But for the sake of everyone listening, I'm going to put like a bit of a balanced list together.
Lovely.
So we'll start in the northwest in Donegal, and my favorite three are Mahaorty, Murder Hole, and Strida, which is in Sligo.
Okay, like, and are they your top three in order?
No, I'm not going to get into that. Like, I'm actually really passionate about beaches and especially Donegal. But I'd say my favourite out of those three would be Mahaorti. It's up close enough to Fáilcheara
okay.
in Donegal.
Yeah. Okay, so that is your top ones. That's northwest. Bring us to the west.
Yes, okay. Down to the west, I'll go Coral Strand. Okay. And I've chosen this one because it's kind of unique. The whole beach is actually made up of fragmented coral pieces. So you might know that we actually have like coral in the water in Ireland. Like you'd think Great Barrier Reef or something like that. But the actual beach is just little tiny bits of broken up coral.
So do you need your flip-flops or your like wet shoes for heading to Coral Strand?
Shoes would be good, but you know, it's not. Yeah.
This is you though, you're too outdoorsy. Yeah, I need to bring it back a little bit.
My feet are like rock hard at the bottom.
And
so
whereabouts is Coral Strand?
Coral Strand is in Connemara.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about
an hour and 20 outside Galway.
Okay, not so bad. And then is there any other Galway ones? Dogs Bay, I assume, is made
yes,
it in there.
Yes, Dogs Bay and Gertine Bay. And then also Kim Beach down in Achill.
Okay, fantastic. And any other beaches for the rest of the country?
Yes. So closer to Dublin. If you want to like escape Dublin but stay on the East Coast, then you have Curraghcloe down in Wexford or Weston's Bay. It's also called a tiny hidden beach. Now, that's just like a nickname that it's been dubbed.
Yeah.
But it's out on Howth. So get yourself to Howth and you can walk the whole headland of the cliff and you'll come across a little bay called Weston's Bay.
Okay.
It is rocky. It's quite hard to get down to, so probably not the best if you have any mobility issues. But yeah, a lovely little secluded cove.
But absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes without saying, obviously, you know, stay safe around the water. And if you are looking for any tips, you can head to watersafety.ie. Beaches as well, in that vein, like, are there any ones that are particularly good for people who are more active? Okay, like I want a beach now where I can just sit, I can, you know, chat to everybody, have a good time. I like a little buzzy beach. But if there's someone who would like to go surfing or water sports, like, where are you sending them, Maris?
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about me there.
Like, yeah, I know. We're polar opposites.
So I would say a lot of people want to get into surfing. Like, it's very popular. It's cool. So I would say Sligo.
Okay.
It is the home of surfing in Ireland, with Strandhill being kind of the hotspot for all levels. There's actually a new national surf centre on Sligo Beach, or on Strandhill Beach, with a couple of different surf schools operating throughout the year. And I've actually been out with Seamus from Sligo Surf Experience in Strandhill. So if you're a total novice or a little bit of a beginner, then just head to Strandhill and sharpen up your skills.
Where is Seamus? What was the name of his surf school?
So Seamus in Sligo Surf Experience, which is in the National Surf Centre in Strandhill.
And then, okay, because obviously you've done some lessons and stuff. Would you just say that people should like book them in and get yourself set up if it's something that you're thinking about?
Yeah. I'd say if you haven't surfed before, make sure you go and do it with like a proper provider and make sure you know what you're doing, because I've seen people get up and just flop around and they've tried dozens of times but want to go for a lesson.
Yeah,
they just get the technique and they're away.
Because can we actually point out, it's an Olympic sport. Like, it's not just something you can just actually do. You need to actually have a little bit of talent behind you. On a practical level, okay, bringing it back to me, what are the basics that, you know, people should bring for a good day on an Irish beach? Like, you know, if you arrive and you forget loads of the essentials and you're going, oh my god, damn it, why didn't I bring like this? Like, what's your top list for people for heading off to a beach?
Yeah, well, it really depends on your activity. If you're going sunbathing, I'm not going to tell you to bring flippers and a snorkel, you know. But if you're going for a walk, hanging out in sun, whatever it is, just your usual Irish essentials for going outdoors, bring the extra layer. Even this week, sun cream.
Yeah.
Like, it is hot and the UV is quite high this week, so do make sure you have your sun cream. And I will always say, pack your swimming trunks and a towel just in case.
Yeah.
You might think you're going to go in, but it's class.
It comes upon you as well. And if you do want to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there are your bits. And I mean, it goes without saying, obviously, you need your ham sandwiches, you need your flask of tea, you need all your bits and bobs, and bring all your rubbish
home
with you.
Yeah. Yeah. The best thing about being outdoors is bringing food that you then get to sit and eat outdoors.
Like, yeah.
That's my
Water for hydration, obviously, enough, because you're not going to be able to drink any seawater. Since so many of us, Marius, are realistic, look, I'm just going to say, we want a nice picture.
Yep.
Okay, where are you sending us to get a beautiful spot for like a gorgeous Instagram worthy photo?
Again, cautious of promoting the spots that can't take the footfall, but I will say one that jumps out to me is Silver Strand in Donegal.
Okay.
It has a car park, it has steps all the way down, and now the steps in themselves are like that's a photo in itself. There's like 200 and something steps right the way down to the beach. But the cliffs here wrap around in like almost like a hug around the ocean, with Slieve League in the distance and then just vast ocean out in front. It is absolutely amazing. Photos from the top, photos from the bottom.
Photos
just,
from everywhere.
Wow, like class.
We just have to get a text in here. You're getting some heat because someone just said, how did Marius not mention Clare for surfing? It's not just Sligo. Which I'm always obsessed with, just rivalry between counties all the time. It's like, I'd say if you're in Clare, you'd be like, stay here. Like, leave us to our lovely surfing. Can you recommend a beach that would be ideal for a romantic getaway if you wanted to go shifting in peace? Where are you off to?
I'm actually going to tell you about Strigia again up in Sligo. So it's not just like a lovely quiet place to have a stroll, but the beach was actually used as a filming location for Normal People. So like you can go and pretend you're Conal and Marian sitting in the sand dunes.
That was so successful as well.
Yeah, it's in Yeats Country in Sligo as well, which is like a poetry hotspot. So like lots of different elements there that make a nice romantic break.
And bobs. To be quite practical now as well, if you wanted to check out the water quality and if it's a concern for you, like are there any online resources that you can check before you head out?
Yeah, like this is very important, especially for surfers again. So you can head to the Environmental Protection Agency website, which is beaches.ie. Mm-hmm. And it's a great resource for checking the current bathing conditions at beaches all around Ireland, like even the inland beaches. I'm not sure if you knew that we had beaches inland, like in around Mullingar or in around Loch Derg down on the southwest. There's like actually lovely bathing areas at the lakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so, but you still have to keep an eye on the water quality for all
these. Yes, but beaches.ie show you exactly that. And they even look after the inland beaches as well.
Okay. This is probably going to be like asking your favourite child, but if you had to give it to me, what would be your favourite beach in the entire country?
Maha Rorty in Donegal.
Okay, you're sticking with Donegal. You're never coming back from it. Marius, it's absolutely brilliant. It is all right in our very doorstep as well, and it's just kind of about getting up and getting out. If you want to have a look at what Marius Monaghan is up to, you can catch him on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much for coming into us again.
Thanks for having me.
A big thank you to Marius Monaghan for coming into us again. And just note, you can check out watersafety.ie. That will also give you the information on beaches that are lifeguarded around the country.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.